This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
3, 2, 1. Live from Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Everybody, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That would be Perez. How you doing, man?
Oh, God. Okay. Well, a lot to get to today. We have to talk, of course, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Bethany Frankel, Britney Spears, Drew Barrymore, Kelly Clarkson, Diddy. So much to get to. Oh, my God. But first, I still can't believe it. It's interesting how a big development, whether negative or positive, can both affect you similarly. I just got really good news. And it's so wild because I feel like somebody died, meaning like I still can't accept this good news. Like, wow. I don't believe it. Okay, you're going to make fun of me. You're going to think I'm overreacting. You're going to think I'm an idiot. But it does involve you in a substantial way.
Really?
I'm just going to say it. Oh my God, I still cannot believe it.
Is this a Patreon announcement?
No, it's not. It's nothing. Okay. No. Although it does affect our podcast. So I still can't believe it. Oh my God. I, Perez Hilton, am officially allowed back on TikTok.
Oh, that's good. The buildup was worth it.
You think it's funny, but I still can't believe it. If some of you have been following us for a long time,
right,
you know that I have been banned from TikTok for 3 years. And actually, I sent a friend a link to that one traumatic episode where we were talking about my ban on TikTok, and I tried to listen to it, and it was one of the most cringe.
Yes, it was.
Embarrassing, humiliating.
I sat right here through it.
And it lives on forever. If you are bored, you can go. It was December of 2020. Listen to that show. But look at the trajectory now, from banned to I was off for 2 years. And then I had like a light bulb moment where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make a new account. And if they ban me again, I don't care because I'm banned. And now
I'm
officially back. So please follow me. My new for real, not going anywhere account is Perez Hilton Videos. Perez Hilton Videos. They didn't give me my original name back, nor my original account, which in December of 2020 had 5.9 million followers.
Oh my God.
But that's okay. I'm happy to start from scratch at Perez Hilton Videos. And the thing is, you know, people diss TikTok and this and that, but
I love TikTok.
The videos there get views. And you know, one of my consistent main pieces of content are clips from our show.
Right.
So me being able to grow an account on TikTok and get an audience there is going to help our podcast.
That's good news.
I'm so grateful for that.
Okay, so you haven't told us. How did you find out?
I'm not talking about it.
Oh, you don't even want to talk about it. Okay, fine. I don't want you to lose it. I'm going to go ahead and make a bold prediction right now.
What?
It'll be 4 months before you're banned again.
No, wait, no. I've learned.
You will be banned again.
No,
you will see.
Wait, no. I know what not to post, even if it's questionable.
Just tell me this. Did it come in email form? Like, how do you know?
Okay. So here's why, right? So I found out on Thursday and I didn't believe it. And I was like, this is not true. I still don't believe it. I said, I need to speak to somebody at TikTok myself.
So you could ruin it there.
I need to hear
it. So they can second think this.
I need to hear it from them. So on Friday, I set up a Zoom. Actually, it was a Google Meet. I spoke to this lovely person from TikTok and they confirmed that, yes, I am officially allowed back. And even after talking to a TikTok person, I still don't believe it.
So you're verified.
No, I'm not verified yet, but hopefully that is in the works.
So they probably will verify you once you get it going.
Yeah. And I got to thank my sister because, you know, she and I are very different. And my initial inclination as soon as I got off that call with TikTok was, I've got to reach out to the media. This is a fucking story. I got to blow this up. And she's like, don't. You don't want them asking TikTok why they let you back or why they banned you in the
first
place. Don't
create a firestorm. Exactly. Now you're learning. Look at you. Well, welcome back. Perez Hilton Videos. Let's start the show.
What a fucking great week. I'm just so thankful. Like 2023 has been wonderful and a lot of change, but difficult also as well. And I'm just excited. On Wednesday evening of this week, I'm going to be on MTV, which is really fun. I'm going to be on Cribs in my shitty ass Vegas rental. So I'm showing off my small Vegas rental this Wednesday on Cribs. And
okay.
I'm so grateful to MTV for that opportunity. You know, I love doing television and I am
all right,
manifesting
let's start the show.
More.
Enough.
What's new with you?
Nothing. I got nothing new to report. Had a nice dinner this weekend. I went out. Place called Monty's, which is like an old school steakhouse out in Woodland Hills, and it was awesome. There you go. I did some pruning of my trees this weekend in my backyard. Very exciting stuff.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I still can't fucking believe I'm back on TikTok.
Well, congratulations. I'm happy for you.
All right. One of my favorite people, Taylor Swift, and one of my other favorite people, her publicist, Tree Payne, are in the headlines. I really love Tree Payne. There's a lot of shady and shitty publicists out there, and mm-hmm. she is not one of them. She's been Taylor's rep for... oh, God, for...
ever.
At least 8 years or so. Yeah. I've been an OG Swiftie, so I even knew Taylor's prior publicist, the one that helped her from the very beginning of her career, this lovely woman named Paula Erickson. And, you know, Tree's been an instrumental part over the last decade. And she usually doesn't publicly speak out, but she did a couple of days ago after this gossip account, Dumois, posted about Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Well, what's interesting is there's more to this than people might think or know, given what they saw. Tree responded to this one post of Dumois about Taylor and her ex-boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, getting faux married in the UK, either in 2020 or 2021. Some kind of commitment ceremony, though not a legal marriage. And Tree saw that on Twitter and responded with the following: enough is enough with these fabricated lies about Taylor from Dumois, specifically naming the outlet.
Congratulations to them, by the way.
I know, right? I would love something like that.
Tree, step up your game, please. Could we get a shout out?
There was never a marriage ceremony of any kind. This is an insane thing to post. It's time for you to be held accountable for the pain and trauma you cause with posts like these. Now, I love Tree and I love Taylor.
Right. But let's not get carried away. The pain and trauma.
I know. My initial reaction when I first saw that tweet was, ooh, I love it. Sassy Tree, A. And then B, I'm like, what's so traumatic and painful about a false rumor that she had a commitment ceremony? Here's the real tea. Here's what Tree was really responding to, but chose not to, because she didn't want to make that fire bigger. So instead, she responded to this one, which is seemingly innocuous, but gotcha. A lie, according to her. Over the last, I don't even know exactly the time frame, but recently, Dumois had posted something else about Taylor Swift. I think it was just within the last week, because Taylor released a new song from The Vault, which was about, allegedly, Joe Alwyn. Mm-hmm. And the post from Dumois claimed that Taylor Swift suffered a miscarriage while she was with Joe Alwyn.
Okay.
Now, I could see how that would be painful and traumatic and offensive and wrong if you claim that Taylor was pregnant and lost a baby and she was never even pregnant, or if she did even lose the baby, she just doesn't want that out there. Both are possible. So that is definitely inflammatory and could upset Taylor and Tree. And I think that that's really what's behind this.
Well, no offense, I mean, but I still think people are going to say crap all of the time. Who cares if it's true or not true? It's just, it's the nature of the business. It's like picking a fight with the weather. You're never going to win. Now that's out there. I hadn't heard it. So I think you should just kind of let people say whatever they're going to say sometimes.
Unless, you know, because like I've said, Tree doesn't really comment publicly.
Well, she shouldn't have, I don't think.
Unless she did so at the request of Taylor. That's my thought.
I gotta think that, yes, it's that. It has to be. It's not her first day. I cannot imagine in a million years she would go out there on her own account as her speaking for Taylor about a certain topic. And like you're saying, you're right. It's probably not about the first thing. It's about the second thing, which I didn't hear in the first place, which you've just made it a story. Now it is a story.
Well, what's also interesting is, and I would love to hear from a PHP listener that's a lawyer, I wonder what the legal ramifications are. Because, you know, when you use language like it's time for you to be held accountable, to me, I interpret that as legally accountable, right? Like potentially a lawsuit. But Dumois on their bio or, you know, historically and repeatedly says they post rumor. Nothing they post is true.
Yeah.
So if you're saying what you're posting is not true, can you be sued for that? I think you still can.
You could be sued for anything, whether you have a case or not is the point. And I don't know if you do. It's like I said, you're going to sue somebody on a rumor? Look, I get it, because it is a hurtful kind of thing to say.
Especially for women, yeah.
Yeah, it's not cool. But I just don't think putting it out there is the answer either, because there's always something that's batshit crazy. I don't really believe anything from that site. And it's almost like with the show. People get upset with me when I don't let you go crazy on the speculation. But people like to do that. People like to spread gossip and rumor, and they like to chat about things like this.
No. All right. One of our Patreon supporters wanted my general, just overall thoughts on Dumois. And I was on her podcast. She's lovely. Mm-hmm. Historically, I've not been a fan of that account, just because what I do, I take very seriously. I don't engage in posting unverified things. You know, I get a ton of DMs and emails, and sure, I always have. And if I don't know the person, if I don't know if something is true, I'm not going to share it. And the whole premise of Dumois is doing that. And people can make things up. Like, I could say, oh, I saw Chris Booker kicking a dog.
It's true.
Yeah, I saw him kicking a dog. I thought he was a big animal advocate.
He hates dogs.
I know. Like, and they'll just post whatever, right? Like, so that's why I could never really get into it. But a lot of people did, and it's grown to be a big thing. She's got over 2 million followers on Instagram. Posting unverified sightings and news, that's one thing. Speculating when what I'm saying is pure speculation, that's a different thing. That's conjecture.
Okay.
That's not trying to pass off something as true, you know? So they're separate things. Speaking of Taylor, before we end things, she was at the Sunday Night Football Packers-Chiefs game last night. It was the Packers, right, that they were playing?
Yep.
And the Chiefs lost.
Yeah.
And
a huge upset.
I know.
They were calling this Jordan Love dead 4 or 5 weeks ago. Like, this isn't the heir apparent to Aaron Rodgers. He's not it. It's not going to work. And then they've kind of got hot. And, you know, they knocked off the big dog last night. It was a great football game, too. Yeah.
The backlash, though, I think has begun, because
silly.
Some people.
Kansas City can't win every game. Only one team in history has.
Not specifically that, but I don't know. This is what one of our Patreon supporters said. She claims that Travis has just not been playing well recently. Do you think that's an accurate assessment?
No.
Okay. All right.
Is his head completely in the game? I have no idea. I don't think anybody does. You know, does he look slower out there to me? No. He's a beast. He's one of the greatest ever to play that position. And every day he gets older. I wouldn't say he's at his exact prime at the moment, but he's probably on the other side of it. So no matter what, it's not going to get better for him. It's at some point he's going to start to wear down. The average lifespan of an NFL player, I think, is something like 3 years. He's well past that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So he's great. So don't let anybody tell you that stuff.
Well, he's in his 30s too, I think, right?
Yeah. He's no spring chicken. He is, you know, he's done it and done it at an elite level for a very long time. It's hard to maintain that when you're out there taking bullets every day.
A lot of Taylor Swift's records being broken here and there. Mm-hmm. She, this week, has 5 albums on the Billboard 200, the top album chart. 5 of the top 10 albums this week are Taylor Swift albums. That has not happened with a living artist in 60 years. Also, she, it was reported, earned through Spotify alone $100 million in 2023.
Wow.
And it was really interesting that that news broke. And then, you know, over the last 7 days, all of the Spotify wrapped year-end bullshit, right?
Yeah.
And then late last night, very, very late, Spotify posted a press release on their website that they are laying off 17% of their workforce.
Wow.
1,000 employees are getting fired, laid off, terminated just before Christmas at Spotify. Their third round of cuts in 2023. Bummer. Hmm. And they still don't pay the artists enough. All right, wrapping up our Taylor Swift coverage, she flew from Kansas City to London to support Beyoncé at the UK premiere of her Renaissance film. Beyoncé was off tour and, you know, already home in Los Angeles when she went to Taylor's The Eras Tour premiere in L.A.
Right. She made a 4 mile jaunt.
Yeah. Taylor got on her private plane, flew all the way to London and spent 24 hours supporting Beyoncé. But I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome. And the numbers are in. And congratulations to Beyoncé. She's got the number one movie in the United States.
Wow.
The Renaissance film took in $21 million. Mm-hmm. And because I know people are curious, by comparison, how well did that do? Well, it was well enough to land Beyoncé on the number four list of the highest grossing concert movies of all time. I said Beyoncé took in $21 million. Mm-hmm. And remember, Taylor did $92.8 million. That first weekend in the U.S.
Crazy.
I don't think we've seen a hysteria and just a level of fervor and impact and relevancy with an artist since Michael Jackson in the early 80s, I think. And the craziest thing is that Taylor Swift is 17 years into her career.
That's a good point.
That's the craziest thing. Speaking of Taylor and Beyoncé, Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriend, Harry Styles, is in the news. I will get to that in a second. But first,
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's a lot of chatter and gossip, unconfirmed reports that Harry Styles and his girlfriend Taylor Russell have broken up. That's all there is.
I didn't even know he had a girlfriend, and I think it's funny her name is Taylor.
But that one Dumois account that we spoke about earlier, they posted a sighting of the two of them, so maybe they're not broken up. Who knows? But I don't know if we can trust Dumois.
I'm going to say we can't.
Also, speaking of Harry, he still has not been announced as a headliner at the Sphere in Las Vegas, but Phish has been announced. They're doing 4 shows in April.
It's a weird number 2.
I know, that's the point.
I would think you'd want like a big, I don't know, a number 2 splash, the Harry Styles for a few shows, or just anybody that makes it young. You're going from U2 to Phish. I'm talking audiences both 50 plus. I mean, let's get a little younger here, Sphere. Come
or maybe,
on.
You know, that's, you know, the tickets are so expensive. That's who they're marketing towards.
Maybe. You might be right.
All right. Over in the UK, Scandal, the alleged royal racists have been outed. And it's not a minor royal or an outlier. The two that have been named in this new autobiography, not autobiography, the two that have been named in this new royal book, long speculated, Meghan Markle's nemesis, Kate Middleton, is one. And King Charles is the other. You know what? They are like the OG Tree Payne. They're not going to say shit.
Tree does say shit.
Historically, she doesn't. Mm. But King Charles, I don't think will confirm or deny or even give context. Like, oh, I was not speculating or talking about the skin tone in a negative way or this or that or the other. But maybe he will speak out. I mean, I don't know. Like, would like to know exactly what was said. You know, like, what if he just said something like, ooh, I wonder if he'll have blue eyes like Harry, or if he'll have darker skin like Meghan. Like, yes. Is that offensive?
No, not at all. If Kellen and I had a kid, we would speculate whose skin tone the kid would get. Her very white skin or my kind of olive skin. Like, big deal. It's not a big deal. Everybody just gets so carried away. It's just stupid.
So that was an interesting reveal that got a lot of people talking. Also, a lot of people were talking and some intellectually challenged fans.
There's a polite way to put it.
were not thrilled with this development. Over the weekend, Britney Spears celebrated her 42nd birthday.
Wow.
Middle age. We grew up with Britney and now we're old with Britney. But we're not the only ones with Britney. I was surprised to see that her manager shared photos of her birthday celebration, which included her brother, Brian Spears. And he's been reported to be in Britney's life and spending time with her over the last 12 months. But the real story is that her mother was there, Lynn Spears. And personally, though these fans, a lot of them are upset. They don't trust Lynn. They don't like Lynn. I'm thrilled with this development. I think that Britney needs her family, dysfunctional as they may be. Hopefully they can mend things, improve, and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Flawed as the mother may be, and yes, the mother is not perfect, but I do believe the mother loves her daughter.
I agree.
So happy birthday, Britney Spears. Speaking of the Spears family, her sister, Jamie Lynn, abruptly and dramatically quit that UK reality show that she was on, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Huh.
She lasted just 2 weeks. The official reason was that she left on, quote, medical grounds.
Okay.
Translation, she just freaking couldn't hack it. It's right. A hard show, you know?
As D-listy as she is, even her quitting is a good headline for the show. Because I got to be honest with you, I have no idea, A, where that show airs, and B, who the hell is on it. So her quitting it is good for the show. No one's rooting for her anyhow. Look at Dancing with the Stars. She didn't make it past the first week. It's good for them either way, I guess, if she toughens it out or if she leaves.
Yeah. Billie Eilish has gotten a lot of people talking. Speaking of musicians, from Britney to Billie. Billie, in a new interview, announced, confirmed, spoke publicly about not being heterosexual. She didn't label herself, but she said that she's into women as well. And then she was asked about that on a red carpet this weekend and said she was surprised that people didn't know. And then all the lesbians are like, oh, girl, we knew. We knew. But then the interesting thing is she called out Variety after that for outing her.
Come on. If you talk about something, it's okay for other people to ask about something to clarify. You can't call people out for that. You can, but you're going to end up with a little egg on your face. And my summary, that's what's happened here.
Yeah. But and like, I would like to believe that she's joking, but I don't know if she was joking or not. And that whole gray area of is she joking or is she not joking is really not a nice way to treat those journalists who I think were respectful and didn't out her. They didn't out her. So lame. Some sad news to share. Shannen Doherty, the iconic actress from the 90s, has revealed that her breast cancer, that is stage 4, has spread.
Aww.
It's now in her bones.
Poor thing.
She's just 52 years old. Hmm. All right. I saw this one clip of Drew Barrymore interviewing Dolly Parton, and I just had a moment of exhaustion and being fed up. Like, she keeps touching her guests, Drew Barrymore.
She's a toucher?
You haven't seen this? Oh, my God. They even made fun of her on Saturday Night Live because of it. Yeah. And I just really need her to stop. I need the producers to give her the note that it's just gone on too long and too much and too far. Because while the guests might be okay with it, personally, as a viewer, I think it makes for a bad viewing experience. It feels cringe and it makes me uncomfortable and awkward. And I don't like it for the guests. I don't like it as a viewer for myself. So anyways, had that thought. Speaking of daytime television, some shocking Kelly Clarkson news. She's divorced from her husband, but the legal issues persist. And now Kelly's ex-husband, who also used to be her manager, is being forced to pay her millions of dollars because Kelly won this decision from the California Labor Commission, which ruled that her ex-husband overcharged her while repping her.
Wow.
There's an asterisk, though, okay? He's got to pay her $2.6 million because what happened, and you've been in this industry for as long as I have, we're going to spill some industry tea and share some secrets. He was her manager, but there's some fucking legal law loophole or situation where only agents are legally allowed to procure work. But fucking managers procure work all the time.
It's true.
Even though they're not legally allowed to, it's the agents that have to procure the work. So to me, it's real shitty that she's bilking this guy out of $2.6 million that he probably rightfully earned, but legally is not allowed to have. So shady. and the guy's the father of her two kids.
Yeah.
All managers do it.
Listen, he could have legit overcharge her. You're making the assumption that maybe he only made that much. What if he made something like 20 million? Okay. And it was just the charging was way above the 10%.
If it's that, then that's absolutely fine. But I don't think it's that. I think that she just used the loophole of he got money from that and he shouldn't have because he was not allowed to procure work for me as my manager. All managers do that.
You're right.
They need to change that law. Remember Rachel Levis, the former Vanderpump Rules star? She has a new podcast with Bethany Frankel producing it.
If it's about like mental health or something, I'm going to barf.
No, I don't think it's about that. I think it's about, you know, her life. And she's going to spill the tea, share the secrets. It's called Rachel Goes Rogue. Not a fan of the title, but I'm sure it'll do well. It's with iHeart, and I'm sure Bethany will help promote it. And I don't think she needs Bethany's help promoting it because I think the Vanderpump Rules audience will listen to it regardless, you know. So congratulations to them. An update on Diddy, new allegations against him. This former Bad Boy recording artist, Mark Curry, claims that Diddy, and she's not here to defend herself. She died tragically a couple of years ago, but his former baby mama, Kim Porter, Diddy allegedly broke her nose, got so upset and physically violent towards her that he broke her nose, allegedly, and was so small and insecure that he allegedly wiretapped her house and her phone, according to Mark Curry.
Like I said, we talked about it a little bit more in depth on the Patreon. I've got my own experiences.
Yeah, Booker shared a story. Listen to that Diddy story on our last Patreon from Thursday, patreon.com/Perez Hilton. If you want unadulterated, extra juicy tea, that's where we speculate.
We do a lot of speculation there. That is true.
We share personal stories. We do things on there that I don't do anymore, and I won't. And I'll leave it at that. Patreon.com/Perez Hilton.
Good holiday gift for anybody.
Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet are going strong, and she loves her man so much. Kylie Jenner pulled a Taylor Swift. She flew to London to support Timothée Chalamet at the premiere of Wonka there.
What else does she have to do? By the way, Wonka looks fucking terrible. I thought you said
it looks
good.
Great. I love it. It looks awful. I love
Absolutely
it.
Absolutely awful.
I'm going to go see it.
Ugh.
What do you mean? Why does it look awful? I think it looks terrible.
I watched the trailer. I'm like, this is awful.
I love the trailer.
Did not do it for me.
Well, you're clearly not a gay man then. I don't know.
Well, I think that's been established.
Or maybe you're not a woman. I think women are into it. I don't know. I like the trailer.
I did not. Unless you saw a different one than I saw, I just thought this looked like a gigantic turd.
In addition to Wonka, he's also going to be appearing in Dune 2, which is also coming out soon. And he went to Brazil to promote that. He went to Comic-Con there in Sao Paulo. And that made headlines because there was a video of Florence Pugh being attacked by a fan. Remember that stupid trend of people throwing things at musicians in concert? Mm-hmm. Well, somebody at this Comic-Con did the same thing to Florence Pugh. They threw a bracelet and it hit her in the eye. And she winced. It looked like it was painful. Poor Florence Pugh. Wrapping up our Kardashians segment briefly or quickly, according to reports, this might be the end of the Kardashians on television. Allegedly, they are not going to renew their Hulu deal.
What a tragic loss to
the
art world.
The sisters just don't want to do it anymore.
But no one wants to watch anymore either.
I know. A story that captivated people for a while, Jussie Smollett, the former Empire actor, has lost his appeal in Illinois.
Because he did it.
And he is now going to have to finish the remainder of his 150-day jail sentence. He only served 6 days or 7 days before he was allowed to leave pending appeal. However, his lawyer says they're going to take it to the Illinois Supreme Court. So we'll see what happens there.
Stop wasting the court's time. Just go serve your time. You did it, you asshole.
Congratulations to Bad Baby, the 20-year-old OnlyFans creator and sometimes rapper. Danielle Bregoli is pregnant, expecting her first child.
Sure, that kid will grow up perfectly normal.
In relationship news, Jada Pinkett Smith was a guest on a podcast. I respect her hustle. She continues to promote her memoir. She flat out said, she and Will Smith are never getting divorced. They are going to stay together forever. Also, congratulations to Macaulay Culkin. He received a star at the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And I think I'm around his age exactly. And, you know, I got real sentimental and emotional watching him there and having a moment with his Home Alone co-star, Catherine O'Hara.
He was tearing up and
she did too. And everybody got emotional. It was so beautiful.
He signed off with the, you filthy, whatever
animals,
he says,
yeah.
Animals from Home Alone. That was really nice.
And he has two little kids now. How sweet. All right. Two last things. Congratulations to Jeremy Allen White, the actor that you're a fan of. He's the star of The Bear.
Oh, yes. He's one of those guys that I love his work. If you put a gun to my head and said, what's his name? I'd be like, I have no idea.
He is dating Spanish singer Rosalía.
How about that?
What an unexpected duo. Congrats to them. I am excited to hopefully watch this. I have it on my vision board. I'm going to attempt to watch it next month when it comes out. I saw this trailer of Sofia Vergara.
Oh, I saw that too.
In a new Netflix show called Griselda. Mm-hmm. And a lot of Latinos are upset about this, angry that so many drug-related Latino stories are being told. It's like, oh, are we just the narcos bullshit? And I get that. I get it.
Yeah.
Having said that, I'm also just happy that Latino actors are getting employed. But Sofia Vergara is fucking phenomenal in this trailer. Like, it's so just refreshing and wonderful and impressive to see her not doing this dumb character and just legit drama and acting and fierce. And I am so impressed and so happy for her. So congrats, yeah. Sofia. Let's take a couple calls.
Hello, this is Chloe. And this phone call is not for Perez or Booker. It is for the person that called to defend Beyonce on the Patreon episode. My God, start a podcast immediately. I will subscribe immediately. Your cadence.
He was very bitchy. He was fantastic. I loved him myself.
Hey, Prez, this one's coming for you. This is Chloe. I just wanted to say, I think you got the Selena Gomez tea wrong. Selena Gomez has lupus, and they're always on long-term anti-rejection meds for their kidney transplants.
I said that on the Patreon. I said that it might have been a health-related issue.
Prez, are you telling me that people don't pay close attention to what we say? Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Maybe.
I mean, I'm usually the victim of that, but I'm glad to see that you're the victim of it.
I'm not gonna reveal what I said on the Patreon show, but I did say the issue might have been health related. Okay, I said that.
Hi guys, love you both. This is Kelly calling from Chicago. I just finished the first part of the new season of The Crown, and would love to know what Booker's thoughts are.
My thoughts are, I'm not there yet. I'm just wrapping up Yellowstone, which has been phenomenal. That's the next show we're going to watch, but we're going to get into The Crown. And I can't stress enough to people, if you've never watched The Crown from the beginning, watch it. It's phenomenal TV. It just does not get any better than the first couple of seasons of that show. Top five all time for me. Fantastic show.
Hey guys, I just wanted to comment on the hack Jolie comment. I think that was derived by Angelina because Brad just went public with his new girlfriend. So I still think she holds a lot of animosity, which is super sad to me, period.
What do you think? I mean, I sort of alluded to maybe somebody else wrote those statements. Yeah, I just am shocked that she's that. I would be shocked if she is that wrapped up in it still. At some point, you got to let that boat sail, you know?
She's a fiery personality.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. Perez Hilton videos on TikTok. Follow me. I still can't believe it.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
I'll believe it when there's a check mark next to it.
I know. I kind of feel the same way, too. I'll tell you off the record. I'll tell you. I can't even share it on the Patreon, but I'll tell you more some other time privately.
Look at you. You're growing up. You're not fucking putting it all out there for everyone to consume. Well done. Yeah. I still say you'll be gone in 4 months.
No way. Perez Hilton videos.
We'll see.
Follow
you. You can't fucking help yourself. I know it.
I will not. I learned. New and improved on TikTok. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great week. Have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi,
Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, Exo Jackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojacqui.com. Made for women by women.